CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Already going, aren't we?
Yeah, we're going. CFM's Adam and Ari on demand with Boss Man Jellyfish Jerry. How many? How many other nicknames?
Oh, it's too many.
Yeah,
there's quite a few out there.
You like
so people were coming up to you at the tennis club and saying, oh, Fitchy boy.
Yes, the latest development at the tennis club is that people have been coming up saying that I am the letter writer.
Yeah. Because it's also in a lot of the promos, so it runs a lot.
Yes.
Saying that it's Jerry writing the letters.
Hear it all the time. But Ariel defends me at the very last 2 seconds of the promo saying it's not his handwriting.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, but no one hears that.
Well, that's nice of her to defend you, but also nice of me to include that in the promo. So,
yeah, because you know. Yeah, you didn't have to. But no, it's, very busy down the tennis club.
Yeah, I think we've got to get the fingerprint dusting happening.
I completely forgot about it.
Dust for prints, I know.
Hasn't been another letter. We need to receive another letter first.
Would you say, as a boss, Jerry, that we're jam-packed, too jam-packed full of content? Like the show's too good?
No comment.
Yeah, I listen to the music, so there's a lot of music. It's good.
Yeah, that's
you're talking
what I mean.
About the music.
No,
yeah.
That's what I mean. Yeah, we jam pack it full of music and ads.
3 minute long songs. You got about what 6 an hour, and you got Martin with his news. Yeah, it burns up a lot of time.
Yeah, that's the best bit. Martin with his news,
and just fill in the gaps. That's all you got to do.
Yeah. So he says yes. So we're doing a good job, is what he said on the record.
You got to do your cards for today, Jellyfish.
Oh, give him a card.
And then you can escapade.
Yesterday's was accurate. I can't remember what it was, but it was basically just telling me to have a good day.
Yeah, well, no, wasn't it saying?
I needed that encouragement.
I left the instructions in there again. Sorry, if you picked that.
Yeah, I picked the instructions yesterday. That's an omen, isn't it? That's bad
luck. That's right. Yeah, the big page with the instructions on it.
Yeah.
Like the Joker card, pretty
much.
I was
having a terrible day, and that didn't help.
The cards
right,
even turned against you.
Today is...
Trust your instincts.
Ooh,
there you go.
All right.
Believe in yourself.
Turn. New hour, new you ads.
Look out where I'm at the club later on.
Oh, you can trust those instincts, are you?
At the tennis club.
Yeah, that's right.
Should I go backhand or forehand? Trust the instincts. Is that what tennis people think about?
Yeah, it's all we think about.
Be kind.
Oh, go ads.
Well, that would be a change.
Yeah,
oh, come on. Oh,
funny
come
ones
on.
Today. All right, mine is go for it.
See,
all
hers are Ari ones anyway. You already know that. You always say that to everyone. Go, Jerry.
I feel, go, boss
go,
man.
Go, Ari.
Go, ads. Anyway, enjoy today's show. Can't remember what happened, but enjoy it.
This is what happened.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
It's all happening, Ari.
Happy Friday to you. My mum's in the studio.
Good morning, Mum.
Good morning, everyone.
Yay, bless her cotton socks.
Should we call her Mum or Petra?
Mama. Mum.
Everyone
mama
calls
there.
You Mama?
Ma.
Just about.
Nanny Pate, Nana Pate.
She's coming in with her cleaning expertise too, already taking care of some of the dust around here.
Yeah, we might sneeze later because,
Not me, I'm immune. I used to be a cleaner.
Right.
So I'm immune
we're
to
on
dust.
The same path.
Yeah, dust right. And chemicals, I'm immune, you know.
Okay, all right.
It's also,
well, let's clean it up then.
Hey, it's also Fancy Friday, let's not forget.
It is.
You feeling fancy?
Yeah, Mum was like, oh, you better go fancy because Adam's going to be on to you.
Yeah.
So it's all
Mum. You dress pretty fancy, I'm happy.
Thank you. Mum also dressed fancy today. She's got a nice
Absolutely.
Top on.
Yeah, great work. Great work all round.
And you've got a band T-shirt on. What band is it?
Well, I've got the blazer and the slacks, but then a band from Hobart, Bert shirt, because it's Oz band T-shirt day today.
I don't think I own a single band T-shirt.
Next year.
You could have brought in a spare for me, honestly. Dog.
Sorry.
Dog.
Sorry about that. I hope you forgive me.
Sorry about my co-host.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast. We're about to go 12 minutes past 6.
Mum's just dusting the legs on the chairs.
Ari's mum just there, taking care of business. Doing the real work.
Yeah, doing the real work, really. Yeah. Love it.
Yeah.
Froth it. I also froth Christmas ads.
You do, don't you?
Yeah. Did you see my Insta story last night?
I did. You have the tree up.
The tree is up. No shame whatsoever. It's November. And the Christmas tree is up.
Get it done when you have a chance. You know,
exactly.
We all have busy lives.
Well, we're also having a Christmas dinner with Uncle George, which, you know, everyone now knows Uncle George.
Yeah, famous around the Wynyard area,
yeah.
Is he not?
Yeah. Yep, he is. So, yeah, we're having a dinner, I think, tonight or tomorrow night. Can't remember.
Yeah. Okay.
Tonight. Thanks,
tonight it is. There we go. We got the fact checker. That's good.
Yeah, the fact checker is here. And, yeah, I thought, well, it's going to be need to be themed.
Yeah, obviously.
So it's Christmas
though. So you go with the star on top method rather than the angel?
Yeah, for sure.
So you know how
it's
I'm yeah, I love it. you know how I'm all Indian different stuff.
Do you put something weird something?
I might just do the angel just to be different, not because I prefer an angel. The star probably looks better, but just because most people do the star, you know?
I think we grew up with an angel on the tree.
Yeah, we did.
Yep, Fact checker right here.
We grew up with the star, see? So
oh, we swapped.
To be rebellious, I'd go angel, you
okay,
know?
All right, represent. But it's never too early in my eyes to put up the Christmas tree and also to get yourself an advent calendar.
Yeah.
We're talking on the Facebook page at the moment at CFM Tasmania. Like and follow us there. What sort of advent calendar are you going to go? Because there's so many options now.
The classic is the chalk, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely the chalk. But you can get jewellery, you can get hair ties, you can get clothing, you can get adult toy ones, you can get also, it's just never ending
these days. This is what, you know how you're pressuring Dylan to get you a ring? This is what he should do, a jewellery one, but then at the end it's the engagement ring on that Christmas day.
You know the one from, I think it's Friends.
The show Friends?
No, France.
Oh, France.
Francesca. Can't remember what the name is, but they do a jewellery one, but it's like $400 for an advent calendar.
But you got him a computer.
I did get him a computer.
Come on, Dylan. CFM's Adam and Ari and Ari's mum Petra in today, out there cleaning.
You're trying to get, like, dirt out of her. She's very loyal.
Yeah, I was like, did she have a rebellious teenage phase or do anything we need to know about? When did she first bring a boy home? And your mum's just like, no, it was all a secret. I find out about it through this show, she said. And I think my parents are the same. I think they probably find some stuff out through this show. We're asking on the Facebook, at CFM Tasmania, what type of advent calendar are you getting this year? The Body Shop, Rachel said. A money Petra. Is that your mum? No, it's a different Petra. Peter, sorry. It's not even Petra. Peter. Sorry, Peter.
Wake up, Jeff.
Peter said a money tree one. That'd come in handy, wouldn't
it? That would be very handy, actually. Yeah, but we want to know, what if you could create an advent calendar for this year, what item would you want?
Yeah, the world's your oyster. You can put anything in there.
Because, I mean, literally there's advent calendars for everything these days. So what would you have in your advent calendar? Call us, 1-300-655-922. Let us know because we've got double passes to Venom.
Let there be carnage. Instant win. You instantly win. A double pass to that film just by calling us 1-300-655-922. What would you put?
You could have a movie advent calendar.
Yeah.
You could have a different movie in each one.
Yeah, there's
a
little flash drive in each with the movie file in there.
Or a DVD if you're old school.
Little gin bottles. You could have a gin advent calendar.
Nice.
The reason I say that, of course, we've got our interview with Gin Boy that we spoke to yesterday, George, from Southern Wild Distillery. Their range of Dasher and Fisher gin just took home 7 awards at the recent Hong Kong International Wine and Spirit Competition. So we'll play that after 7 too. And we taste tested too.
Oh, wasn't it delish?
Yeah. But anyway, 1-300-655-922. Do you want a double pass to Venom? Let there be carnage. Just tell us, what would you put in your advent calendar? Maybe like Pearl Jam.
Oh my God, you'd have literally Pearl Jam everything. Do they have advent calendars?
Pearl
if not,
Jam,
they need them.
They have Christmas songs, so you could fill an end.
Pearl Jam have Christmas songs?
Yeah.
Should we play a Christmas song today?
Of Pearl Jam?
No.
Hit music. Didn't get any calls with the advent calendar question. It's your last chance. Do you want an instant double pass to Venom, Let There Be Carnage? 1-300.
Tom Hardy.
Yeah, and Woody. Woody Harrelson from True Detective.
There you go.
We know everyone's seen that show, not just me. We've discovered that on the show. I'm being sarcastic. It seems like I'm the only one.
No one watches that show.
1-300-655-922. You'll get an instant pass to Let There Be Carnage. Just tell us, what would you put in the advent calendar? We've had a couple of good ideas. Rihanna here said her partner and her bought each other a Kinchrome one without knowing. They bought the same one for each other. And he got one that had a gold socket in it worth $1,700.
What?
Yeah. And a chocolate one, just as important. So
I think you kind of need a chocolate one as well.
Yeah, we all need a chocolate one. Jasmine from Devonport, what would you make an advent calendar out of?
I think you've just got to stick to the original and just go with chocolate.
Chocolate is, yeah, the original and the best. Can't go wrong with choc. Mm, what do you think, Ari? Yeah. Ari looks sceptical, though.
I do love a chocolate advent calendar, for sure.
So you agree?
Yeah, but you could do different chocolates, not the same little squares.
Yeah.
Maybe right. Different flavours or something.
Yeah.
Yum. Making me hungry. Yeah. Well, congratulations, Jasmine. That double pass to Venom is yours.
Perfect. Thank you so much.
No worries. Enjoy it. Kid music. Music. Ari, you've got these cards.
Yeah, these Collective Hub cards I ordered, they arrived yesterday. And they're cards to inspire you. And I thought, we need some inspiration today, so why not? We've randomly selected a card. Adam,
yep.
You may now read your card. What does it say?
I got this one yesterday as well.
Does it say take a risk?
No, it says better is coming.
Better is coming.
Thank you.
Ooh, okay. I have got live for now.
You didn't need to be reminded of that, though. You already do that. You live in the present, don't you?
Yeah.
You don't dwell.
Cool.
Do you find yourself dwelling much?
Oh, maybe a little.
You
sometimes.
Do dwell.
Maybe.
So even Ariel Ackland dwells.
I know. Weird, right? So weird. I love these cards. Let's go round two.
All right. Just took another one of those cards. So the first one I got was Better Is Coming, and the next one I got was Don't Look Back. They sort of match up, don't they?
The cards are legit. They are legit, too legit to quit.
Better is coming. I, you know, speaking of being on antidepressants, right?
Yeah.
You know, last time I was trying to get a refill of my script of escitalopram.
Yeah, and you couldn't get a doctor's appointment or something.
Yeah, and I had to go without them for a week because they were supposed to. I had a telephone conference with a GP in Hobart to get them to fax it up here, and then they forgot to fax it, and I couldn't get emergency ones because I hadn't bought it from that chemist for long enough. And
yeah.
Yesterday I was with a GP on the phone from Hobart, and all he did was text it through to me as I was on the phone to him, like that. That's how, it's just like, it's that easy? Couldn't they have done that last time?
Who uses a fax machine?
I don't know. They could have texted
it. I don't even know how to use a fax machine.
Texted through a QR code, that's it, my script.
And it was a QR code?
Yeah.
That's cool.
So that's how easy it could have been last time. So I tell you what.
Whoever, because you haven't got a doctor here yet.
It's just very hard as a new patient to get in anywhere.
I still don't have like an actual.
It's difficult, isn't it?
Family doctor or anything.
Let's do trivia troll though, hey?
Yeah, let's do
good
it.
Good times.
Trivia troll.
All right, thanks for those facts, Adam.
No worries.
Trivia troll time. Time to troll the triv. If you know the answer to our trivia question, which if you were listening yesterday, you would already know the answer, then give us a buzz on 1300-655-922. If you get it right, you will win a $150... Well, you go on the draw to win, sorry. A $150 voucher to spend at Jensen's Quality Metalworks.
Could win it today, though, because it's prize giving Friday.
Yeah, that's why I'm getting
so
confused.
So you were correct the whole time. Don't worry. Got your back, bro.
So thanks to Seedhouse Tasmania and Jensen's Quality Metalworks. I'm super excited about the question today. Not going
to
lie.
Do you want to pose it? Or do you want me to pose it?
You go, but I'm going to stare deeply at you while you ask the question.
Where did the word and idea of Chrismica come from? The word and the idea of Chrismica.
Chrismica, a made-up word, has come from where? Chrismica.
Do we say any other clues? Or that's
no.
It? That's all you want
no.
to give
me? No. Trust.
Okay, 1300.
If you don't know, that's very sad.
1300-655-922. Where did Chrismica come from? The word and the idea. Where was it made up? 1300-655-922. We have Jackie from Ridgely on to answer the trivia troll question. Do you want to ask Ari? You're excited.
I really do. I'm really excited. Okay, so Chrismica is a made up word and idea. Where did it come from?
Theft off the OC.
Yes!
Of course it did, Jackie. Nice one. You a fan of the show?
Yes, I've watched it lots.
Yeah, you've gone back and watched it again?
Yes, I watch it several times. I watch it all the time.
Me too. I go back and binge it all the time. It holds up. It's a great show.
It's honestly the best, isn't it?
Some really dark moments, real emotional moments. Great characters. Yeah.
Do you still like it once the main character, Marissa Cooper, is no longer in it?
Yes. I mean, she annoyed me a little bit.
Me too, but the show was missing something without her. Like, I hated her, but then that fourth season without her... And,
it just wasn't right.
There's also weird stories, like Ryan dating Taylor is so weird, such a weird matchup, but...
Yeah, there was a couple of weird ones in the last one, but...
Yeah.
It's still a good show.
Yeah, absolutely.
Love it. Well, congratulations. You are in that draw to win a $150 voucher to spend at Jensen's Quality Metalworks.
Thank you.
Today in history, the thing that happened.
Thousands of years ago.
19th of November today, Ari. Can you believe that?
I cannot believe it.
On this day, 1946, Slim Dusty recorded his first disc, When the Rain Tumbles Down. In July, Slim Dusty, Australian musician.
You recorded, sing a
little? I don't know this song, but looking forward, looking back. You know that one? You don't know it? He recorded like over 100 albums and stuff in his career, but he started back in 1946. I didn't know he started that early. On this day, 1990, Milli Vanilli was stripped of their Grammy Award for Best New Talent when it was discovered that they had only mimed their hit songs. Now, a lot of people only remember them because of this scandal. So what they mimed live, but they also didn't record the songs. So the people that were on stage were not the singers, and people didn't know that. And when they found out, they lost their award. It was all a facade. It was just some randoms.
What do you say? False news.
Fake news. A lot of people are saying you're fake because of this news. It was on this day in 2003, Guy Sebastian won Australian Idol.
The winner of Australian Idol... 2003.
Iden. Yes. Sounds like us trying to present it.
Guy Sebastian.
Guy Sebastian won Australian Idol.
There was an uproar with that.
Yeah, because Shannon Noll was clearly better. We were a Shannon Noll family.
Guy Sebastian's like, surely like, he's just
bigger.
The best.
Yeah, he's bigger. But, hey, Truth Tour is coming to Tassie, I've heard.
Yeah, says Wednesday, May 18th at Mybank State Arena in Hobart.
There you go. On this day in 2005, Robbie Williams broke a Guinness World Record when he sold more than 1.6 million tickets for his world tour in just one day. It's a lot of tickets.
That is a lot of tickets. By the way, there's still tickets to Guy Sebastian. Yeah. They're on sale.
Well, he didn't sell them as quick as Robbie, did he? Shame. On this day in 2010, the seventh Harry Potter film, Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows Part 1, was released worldwide.
Yes, my soul. It's Harry Potter.
And that's history.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Happy Friday!
Happy Friday indeed. Now, yesterday we caught up with George Burgess from Southern Wild Distillery because their range of Dasher and Fisher gin just took out 7 awards at the recent Hong Kong International Wine and Spirit competition.
Amazing.
Mm, and they've won awards in the past too, so that was a great excuse to get him in and we could try some. But we did it yesterday so that we're not drinking first thing in the morning.
Yeah, that is true. We did do it yesterday.
This is how it went.
Right, congratulations, by the way.
Thank you.
How exciting.
Yeah, we were pretty stoked.
Last time we went
to that competition, we only won a couple. Yeah. But they were important ones because we took out the best in the world.
Wow.
So we were pretty stoked with that. We thought, well, can't beat that. No point going back in that competition. Like we've already taken out the top gong. But we were only over 9 months at that time, so it was a huge thing.
Yeah.
And I just come off a massive emotional rollercoaster because I was supposed to open the business the year before. I quit work, ready to go, started, everything's there, ready to go, and I fell down some stairs and ended up paralysed and had spinal surgery and spent the rest of the year learning to walk again.
Wow.
So the business was delayed. Everyone's sort of sitting there twiddling their thumbs, nothing they can do. It was all down to me getting going again. And during that time, my mentor was ill and I was trying to look after him, and he ended up passing away. And then we finally opened up, and less than 9 months later, we took out the award for best in the world, up against 33 countries, and it was a bit surreal. There were tears.
Yeah,
yeah, we were so stoked. Definitely would have been.
Well, when you got that, did you feel like it all paid off a little bit?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I went over to Hong Kong and to meet the judges and, you know, accept the award. And the head judge for the awards was Sir Desmond Payne. He's the master distiller for Beefeater Gin. And so if, you know, anyone's going to know anything about London Dry Gin, it's this guy.
Yeah.
He said he just loved it. And that's that one. I've met him a couple of times and he keeps reminding me how much he loves this gin. Next, the following year, we then won Best Distiller of the Year, 2018. And that was out of the blue. And what the reason we won that is we'd won 6 medals at the competitions, including golds for our mountain gin and the slow gin. Which
I love the slow gin. I've got to say that the slow gin, my favourite.
Yeah, it's absolutely a cracker. One of the things I like to do with it, because it's such a finite resource, is put a little splash in a mountain gin and tonic. And it just completely changes the whole drink. And you still get that beautiful slow. And it just lasts longer, that's all.
Yeah.
That's really, really lovely. So that's 18. And in 2019, we entered the awards in London for the first time, and we won Best Australian Gin for 2019 at the World Liqueur Awards for our strawberry gin. And I was sort of gutted. I'm reading through the list and trying to figure out, who won. And I went straight to the slow because I love it. Mm. It's a baby. We bleed for that product. It's a labour of love. And we got the gold, fantastic, but didn't take out the trophy. I thought, bugger, who's the best? What beat my slow?
Yeah,
and it was my strawberry. So I wasn't so good. Well, that's all right.
Beat us. Yeah.
Who was it? I had to know gin. Names and numbers.
Exactly. I thought, well, you know, if I have to lose, it's not a bad way to lose.
I have to lose to myself. Right, that's awesome.
Yeah, so I brought that strawberry along today so that we could taste it.
Yeah.
It's the most popular cocktail that we have at the distillery, at the bar. And it's a very simple drink. I've got with me the La Villa Sparkling. And it's just a case of pouring your shot.
That's in Sprayton, isn't it?
That's correct.
Yep. Yeah.
Beautiful patch of the world.
All local stuff.
Absolutely. There we go.
Mm-mm-mm. Gotta love that sound, don't you?
Oh, love that sound.
You know, good times are ahead.
Okay. Firstly, I'll just pour the strawberry into the glass for you so you can smell the strawberry. You'll notice that the strawberries are basically jumping out of the glass.
Yeah, they are.
And all those strawberries are from just up the road. They're Craig's strawberries at the Turner's Beach Berry Patch.
Right,
super local. Yeah, so I'm in Turner's Beach.
How much more local can you get?
Exactly. So there's about half a kilo of strawberries in every 500ml bottle. That's why those strawberries are jumping out at you.
Yeah, right.
That's a lot of strawberries.
Sure is. The La Villa Sparkling, and you can really add as much of that as you like. You'll notice that the strawberry will retain its flavour and colour the whole way through, no matter how much you add.
Yeah, yum. Cool.
And you get to control the level of sweetness of the drink by controlling the type of bubbles that you add to your drink.
Shall we all cheers?
Oh yeah, we got a clink.
Clink, clink.
We'll wait for George.
Here we go. Just catch up there.
Got a clink.
I usually miss out.
Here we go. Not today, no way. Right. We wouldn't let you get away with that.
Cheers, guys.
Cheers.
Thanks for having me in.
To the Dasher and Fisher range, award-winning, world-renowned gin.
That is divine.
I'd love how much the strawberry pops.
Yeah.
So a couple of years ago, the Turners, there was a thing with strawberries and you couldn't move strawberries past a certain point because of fruit fly or something?
That's correct. We had the fruit fly crisis. The government had set quarantine bubbles across the north of the state. And unfortunately for Turners Beach, their strawberries were inside that bubble.
Yep.
And they weren't able to shift them outside. But fortunately for them, we were also inside that bubble. Yeah. And I said, look, I don't want to read about you going under in the paper because of all of this. Give me a kilo of strawberries. I'll do a quick experiment and see if there's something I can do to create a product. And as it happened, we were able to turn it around into a product. and it happened to be an award-winning product. So we took those strawberries that were sort of destined for waste, if you like. We turned it into a value-added product, the strawberry gin. And the waste from that, which was the drunken strawberries, we then turned all of that into another value-added product that had also won awards, and that was a strawberry paste. And the waste from that was nothing. So we took a waste product, made two award-winning value-added products with zero waste at the end. And that ticks all my boxes. I was just so stoked. And the consumers have been loving it as well. So, you know, that's why we go back to Craig every year and say, well, let's do it again. Let's grab a whole heap of those strawberries and keep pumping that product out.
Is there a is there a secret? Why is your gin so good? How do you do it?
Can't ask everyone their secrets.
We're not telling anyone. We'll just tell the coast.
I created the method that we use for all of these seasonals, to the point where we have commissioned and had equipment custom made just for us. So we're the only business in Australia that would have this gear.
Yeah, that's cool.
And that's to allow us to continue to make these types of products infused with local ingredients. That allows those ingredients to truly shine and really, really pop through. And as you see, the strawberries just jump out of the bottle.
Jump out of the bottle.
If you get an inferior strawberry, it either doesn't pop out of the bottle like that at all, or it'll give off a weird, funky.
Yeah.
Because the process I created. It takes the heart and soul of the ingredient and effectively amplifies by 10. So if it's good, it will be great. But if there's any flaws in there, they'll be amplified and you'll pick up on them and it's just not a pleasant experience at all. Thankfully, we've got a wonderful a grower just 10 minutes up the road, and you can taste the care and attention to detail that he and his passion. You can taste that in that product that he grows and he makes. And so, you know, it's a great honour for us to be able to take that and turn it into something like this.
And Perfect. The equipment that you use, is that also what you can see down at Provador in the
Absolutely.
In the building?
Yeah. Yep. This equipment that I'm talking about is brand new, so no one's seen it yet.
Yeah.
Yes, it's all on display, so people can see the whole process.
You can see it through the window. Yeah. And it looks so cool.
I wanted to effectively be in a fishbowl. I wanted people to be able to see the process, see the integrity, the honesty of what we do, that it's all real, it's all hands-on, there's nothing fake, we don't add anything. The product speaks for itself.
Well, it definitely does, because it's award-winning.
Yeah, thanks so much, George.
Put it to the test.
Thanks for talking to us and bringing us in some gifts. And, it's Southern Wild Distilleries Dasher and Fisher range. Just took out 7 awards at the Hong Kong International Wine and Spirit Competition, so try it. It's right here. It's from the northwest coast.
And those local strawberries.
Yeah.
I'm so impressed.
Support your local.
He literally turned it around. Yeah, I remember being like, I'm going to have to go buy my strawberries from around the corner because they're going to be struggling and they won't still be in business because they couldn't sell any of their strawberries to anyone out of their range. Mm. And you literally turned it into a gin that I absolutely love.
Yeah.
We weren't.
That's
incredible. Yeah, we didn't expect it. It certainly wasn't on my radar. I was busy enough. I had no intentions of making a strawberry gin.
Yeah.
But that's just the way it also panned out, and it panned out so beautifully. Kid music.
All right, at 1-300-655-922, let's do Song Snag.
Song Snag.
It's time for Song Snag. Have we badly snagged it, or are we just playing a song?
No, we snagged. It's been snagged.
It has been snagged. Yeah, just checking.
You were getting me in trouble when I was trying to snag it, going, why can't I listen to the whole thing?
Oh, I thought we were just going to play the whole song. Anyway, we have snagged a song, or Adam has. If you think you know what it is, then give us a call, 1-300-655-922, and you'll go in the draw to win breakfast for 2 at Windows on West Stella, a breakfast you look forward to every day.
We'll award it today too, because it's Prize Giving Friday. Ooh. This is the song. Yes, it is from that TV show. It was Ari's pick today. If you know what it is, 1-300-655-922. tell us the artist and song name.
Song snag.
1-300-655-922. We've got Eva from Devonport on. This is the song, Eva. Do you know what it is?
Is it California?
It is. Do you know who it's by?
By T. Chad Blake. Oh, Phantom Planet.
Yes.
That's our Eva, Ari.
Go, Eva.
Thank you.
You're welcome. We'll congratulations.
We'll put you in the draw for brekkie for two at Windows on with Stella, Eva. We'll draw it today as well, so good luck.
Yeah, thank you.
Every day I'm Adam and Ari for breakfast on 101.7 CFM. Friday, Wise, showcasing local talent on the Northwest Coast.
All right, for today's Friday Live, we're welcoming back to the studio Marcus Winwood. Welcome back. Good to have you again.
Yeah, thank you very much. Cheers.
Now, today you've got like an exclusive track. You're not unveiling this to the rest of national radio until Tuesday, is that right?
Yeah, that's right. The song will be on a national station on Tuesday, and then the big release is on next Friday. It'll be available on iTunes, Spotify.
So we get it first, Ari.
We get it first.
Yeah, yeah.
Also, Ari, Australian band T-shirt day. Marcus remembered.
I did.
He's got his Australian
Marcus
band
got
shirt
the
on.
Memo. Did you send me a text message mine. This morning?
I just thought
saying,
you'd know.
Don't be fancy today. Wear a band T-shirt.
You can do it fancy at the same time. See, I got the suit over the band tee.
What
today.
Was I going to do? Put a band T-shirt over my fancy dress.
Absolutely.
Did you bring me a band T-shirt today?
Yeah, but I wanted to make, yeah, you, exactly. make you look a fool in front
exactly.
of Marcus.
Exactly. Sorry about my co-host, Marcus.
No, I don't know.
So what's the song we've got today?
Well, this song's called Something in My Eye. It's obviously an original song, and it's about when you're trying to achieve something in life, but there's just a barrier in your way, and sometimes you'll find that barrier is within yourself. So it's just about removing that internal barrier to achieving your goals.
Yeah. Yeah.
Totally. And any gigs coming up?
Yeah, I've got a whole stack coming up, actually. It's been, they're starting to come back. It's
yeah,
great.
Yeah, it's good, isn't it?
I can't remember off the top of my head the dates, but they're all on my socials and my website and stuff. So.
And where can everyone follow you there?
MarcusGuitar.com, just one word. And you can look me up on Facebook and Instagram as well.
Awesome. Something in My Eye by Marcus Winwood. Let's hear it. Exclusive. First listen.
Another step, take a little breath, feel the pressure like a ticking bomb inside me. Take another step, take it off your chest. You might hurt me, but you're never gonna stop me. I can't see it cause there's something in my eye. I can't see it cause there's something in my eye. I can't see it cause there's something in my eye. I can see it cause there's something in my eye. I don't really want to know. Without you, I don't really want to stay. Demons just won't go away. Without you, without you, yeah. Take another step, take a little breath. Feel the pressure like it's ticking up inside me. Take another step, get it off your chest. You might hurt me, but you're never gonna stop me. I can't see it cause there's something in my eye. I can't see it cause there's something in my eye. I can see it cause there's something in my eye. I can't another step, take a little breath, feel the pressure like a ticking bomb inside me. Get it off your chest, take another breath. You're just a jerk, you're just a jerk. I can't see it cause there's something in my eye. I can't see it cause there's something in my eye. I can see it cause there's something in my eye. I can't see it cause there's something in my eye.
There he is, Marcus Winwood, live and local, debuting Something in My Eye right here on CFM. Thanks for debuting it here.
Thanks so much, guys. Cheers.
Thank you, Marcus. It's CFM's Friday Live, all thanks to Mackie's Royal Hotel. Live music every Saturday. It's Mackie's time.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Ready for a new hour?
New hour, new us, new cards to inspire. I thought I was going to say expire then, but they're not expiring anytime soon. Anyway, happy Friday.
Ari's got some cards with some mantras on it, right?
All right, quickly, pick one.
Quick, quick, quick. Freebies from the street team. So much to fit in. This one.
Just grab one. Anyone, what does it say, Ads?
You are worthy.
You are worthy. You are worthy of this hour. You're worthy for a Friday feel. Friday Live. It was incredible.
There you go.
We're feeling the feels today.
I don't even need Essie Telepram now.
No, exactly. See?
What's your card?
Oh, sorry. Come on. I thought we were just doing you, so we're running out of time. Never give up.
Oh.
Never give up. You've got this. Go, Ads.
Street team next.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Freebie.
Run it up with the Coast Best Free Stuff.
They see me rolling.
It's the CFM Street Team.
Do they have an Oz Band T-shirt on today, do you reckon, Ari, for Oz Band
T-shirt
day?
Let's take bets. I'm going to say Zach has forgotten.
I reckon they've both forgotten. Takesha won't have one on.
No, do you think...
But Zach's a muso.
You're supposed to bet the opposite to me.
Well, I just agree
with
you.
I'll bet for Zach wearing a band T-shirt today.
But Zach should know better because he's a muso.
Okay, so he will be in a band T-shirt. Zach, good morning.
Good morning. Ari's right. I'm wearing a band T-shirt, but I'm not wearing an Aussie band T-shirt.
Oh, Zach, on the Aussie band day of days. He's let it...
Look, if I could, I would have wore a shirt with my own name on it.
Oh, you need to get one.
Did I hear it was the Jim Carrey challenge today, guys?
Yeah, it's coming up.
You got to wait for it, though.
Oh, okay. Get me up in the studio. I've got it down.
Okay.
No worries. Where are you this morning and what do you get on board?
This morning, I'm hanging out at Harvey Norman Devonport with some of my friends. Say hi, guys.
Hi.
Hello. They're hanging out with me in the CFM Cruiser. They're going to wait for some free stuff. So if you want to come down and grab your hands on some free stuff, come down to Harvey Norman Devonport right now. I've got double passes to Venom, Let There Be Carnage. I've got vouchers for the Hungry Delight in Devonport. I've got your Crips Master Loaves. I've got stuff from Ashgrove. And, of course, all your other goodies in the CFM show bags right now at Harvey Norman, Devonport, for the next 10 minutes or until the Coast Best free stuff is gone.
Thanks, Zach. Good. He loves self-promotion, doesn't he?
He would wear his own shirt. I mean, I would wear one too.
Yeah, I know. Of course you would. All right, Takesha, do you have an Oz Band T-shirt on for Oz Band T-shirt Day? And where are you? And what are you going to pull?
Well, no, I do not have an Oz Band T-shirt on. I am so sorry. Totally forgot.
Think I win
but
that
that's
bet.
Okay, because to make up for it, I'll give away some free stuff.
Oh, good on
you. You can find me this morning out in the CFM Cruiser at Hiscott Park in Penguin. And let me tell you, if it was up to me to mow the lawns here, I'd definitely use a Cub Cadet ride-on from Steel Shop Devonport because there is just so much grass. I give up already, haven't even tried. But I will stick to what I'm good at, giving away free stuff. I've got fresh loaves of bread thanks to Crips Master Loaf. I've got magnets as well. I've got stickers. I've got our CFM Friends of Benefits key tags. For a $1 donation, you can still get yourself a chocolate, the money going towards the Ronald McDonald charities. I've also got double passes to see Venom, Let There Be Carnage. Super exciting. And I've got passes to In The Zone Laser Tag as well. So come and see me at Hiscott Park in the CFM Cruiser, powered by Harvey Norman Burnie Electrical for Steel Shop Devonport. They even deliver.
Oh, wonderful. And Takesha, just in case you wanted it, I'm going to give you a card to inspire for today. Your card today is You Are Not Stuck. I don't know if that helps, but there you go. That's your card of inspiration for today.
Go find her. You'll be able to spot her because she's not stuck.
C-F-F.
Oh, for God's sake, cheer up, Justin.
Don't you just love him?
Because we've got ticket giveaways, the final double pass, I believe. This is the last one, right, Ari?
This is the very last double pass that we have in our hands to give away to Concert in the Vines at Ghost Rock Winery.
This is for the Sunday event, 6th of March next year. We've been playing the Jack Black Challenge, but today we've got the Jim Carrey Challenge.
When the truth is found.
So we got three clips. You've got to guess which of the three clips is the real Jim Carrey at 1-300-655-922. And if you're correct, instantly you win the double pass to Concert in the Vines next year, March 6th at Ghost Rock Winery. Should we play the clips?
Yes, let's get on please.
With it. Exhibit A, is this the real Jim Carrey?
I had a couple Red Bulls. Have you ever had a Red Bull? I never had a Red Bull before, but I had a Red Bull last night. I really like Red Bull.
Exhibit B, is this the real Jim Carrey?
Well, I started growing in high school and stopped right around here.
Exhibit C, is this the real Jim Carrey?
Inviting me down there on such short notice. Even if I wanted to go, my schedule wouldn't allow it.
Is it A, B or C? Which is the real Jim Carrey? Let's go to phones right now.
Yes, let's do it.
Hello, CFM. Who's this?
Amanda.
Amanda, and you'd like to guess which is the real Jim Carrey?
I'll have a guess.
Yeah. Will the real Jim Carrey please stand up?
I had a couple Red Bulls. Have you ever had a Red Bull? I never had a Red Bull before, but I had a Red Bull last night. I really like Red Bull.
It was,
congratulations!
That's from the film Yes Man.
And you are going to Ghost Rock Concert in the Vines on the Sunday session on March 6th.
Awesome.
Congratulations. Just stay there and we'll get your details.
Word sandwich.
More.
It's time to word that sanger. You see what I did there? Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah, okay.
Very good.
Anyway, it's time to play word sandwich. If you'd like to win a savoury box worth $60 from McCarthy's Bread Lounge that feeds 30 people, then listen into Thea's words. She's going to give you two words. You need to work out the word that goes in the middle of the sandwich. If you know it, call us 1-300-655-922.
If you've been listening from early on as well, I reckon you've got added clues too. It's pretty much on
yes,
theme.
Yes, it's on theme from Chris McCarr, from today.
From today?
Yeah, Christmas. Yeah, Chris McCarr. That was our trivia troll question for today.
Oh, that's what you mean by today. You mean trivia troll question from today when
yeah,
you say
whatever.
The word today.
Words. What are they?
They're these.
Your words for today are orange and sheriff.
So what word goes in the middle to connect them up? Orange and sheriff. If you know, 1-300-655-922, you'll go into the draw for that savoury box. Plus, we'll announce who wins today because it's Prize Giving Friday.
PGF.
What goes in the middle of orange?
And sheriff.
Thank
before
you,
you ruin it.
Yeah, thanks. It's Amy Shark.
Word sandwich.
More. 1-300-655-922. We have Nate on from Smithton. Nate, these are the words.
Your words for today are orange and sheriff.
What goes in the middle, Nate?
County.
The word for my sandwich is county. Orange County. County Sheriff.
That's our Nate.
That's our Nate. Good job, Nate. You did it.
You happy with that, Nate? We're going to pop you in the draw, Nate, for a savoury box from McCarthy's Bread Lounge, Ulverston, and we'll let you know later on if you've been drawn as the winner for Prize Giving Friday too.
Yep.
Okay, well done, Nate. Just stay there. I'll just grab your details. I just want
to wish you well. Bernard Fanning, or as Ari calls him, Bernard Fanning.
Hey, just saying, it's spelt A-R-D, not E-R-D, but whatevs.
So can you say it Bernard Fanning?
No.
Bernard, I mean. Now I'm saying it wrong. Hey, listen, though. Hey, listen.
Oh,
let's get
good,
serious.
Eh?
Let's get down to brass tacks, Ari.
Okay.
We've got two double passes to Moonlight Cinema being presented by Northwest Safaris. Friday and Saturday nights, they host these.
Mm-hmm.
Great weather for it this weekend.
Yes.
We're expecting good weather today and tomorrow. So if you'd like to win instantly a double pass, give us a call at 1-300-655-922 and join the conversation because we want to know what would you make an advent calendar out of today?
Because they've got everything these days.
Yeah, we're asking on Facebook too. A lot of people saying jewellery. There was people that even had ones that had tools in them, like hardware.
The good comment I found on Facebook, can't remember who wrote it, but I read it before, was they want an advent calendar with, like, here, have a free shower, like, as in, like, a mum time
baby out. Shower. Oh.
No, like, shower without the kids around and, you know, dishes done for you.
Yeah, around the house.
You know, like,
yeah.
Me time.
Yeah,
and I was like, that's cute. That's a cute little DIY idea. A
few people saying like body shop and bath bomb type ones, stuff like that. But what would you, if you could make an advent calendar out of anything, let us know at 1300 655 922 and we'll give you a double pass to Northwest Safaris Presents Moonlight Cinema Ari.
Kid music.
Ari didn't get any calls.
Oh, no one loves us anymore.
Last chance. You want a double pass to Moonlight Cinema? Call now, 1300 655 922. Last chance. Instant win, double
instant
pass.
Instant win.
Happening in Sheffield. Good weather for it.
It's pretty much just an outdoor cinema. It's amazing. Yeah.
Yeah.
So cool.
Yeah.
Had some callers. Actually, Penny Lane from the Trobe Post Office last week went and she absolutely loved it.
Hello, CFM. Do you want a double pass?
Yeah, Steve. How are you?
Steve.
Mate. Well, the double pass is yours, mate.
No worries, mate. Thank you very much.
Stick around. We'll take your details.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast in a really clean office and studio, Ari.
Do you love that my mum was supposed to sit in with us and be on air with us all morning, and instead she's decided to clean the entire office?
Flat out since 6. Like, well, actually, before 6.
Yeah, it was before. So we got here at 5:20 or something.
Mm.
Since then, she's been go, 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 go.
Yeah, spraying, dusting, all the regular stuff. All the it's all part of the cleaner's code. But she's doing a great job. Honestly, working her butt off out there.
I know.
For free. So thanks for that. Cheers.
Thanks, Mum.
Extra clean around here now, so appreciate that. Ari's mum, good on you.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Done for the day and the week. Let's pop the show down and we'll pick it up Monday.
But not before we give out free stuff.
Oh, yeah, free stuff.
Prize giving Friday.
C, don't give it to you. We don't give it to you. C, don't give it to you.
We've got to announce some winners.
Here we go. A huge congratulations to our trivia troll winner of the week, Zach from Guns Plains.
Zach, you've got $150 to spend at Jensen's Quality Metalworks. Good on ya, Cobba.
Cobba. All right, song snag winner of the week is Zoe from Burnie.
Zoe, breakfast for two at Windows on Westella coming your way.
A huge congratulations to our word sanger winner, Nate from Smithton.
Nate, a savoury box worth $60 from McCarthy's Bread Lounge Ulverston is yours, player.
And a huge congratulations to our birthday book winner, Molly Whittle from Smithton.
Molly, $50 to spend for you at Peppermint Parties. Enjoy. That's it.
Freebies.
More prizes throughout the rest of the day, so stay tuned to CFM, see if you've won. But we're done for the week.
We are done.
Anything you missed during the week, you can catch up online at cfmtaz.com.au. The big boss, Jerry's in next with your workday hits. See you Monday from 6.
Yeah. Go to the post, mate.
Huh? What?
Go to the post.
Go to the post.
I thought you said you were sending some parcels.
By what? What do you mean?
Do you need to send some parcels?
No.
Send it to your friend? Send it. Send it.
Send it. Are you all right? Did the burnout just happen right now on air? She's burned out.
I was trying to say send it without saying send it, so I was like, you need to go to the post. PG.
Sorry. Everyone else would have got it, I'm sure. Just
you
not me.
You were the one that came up with it like 2 weeks ago. You were like, oh, you're going to the post. And I was like, what?
Recycling my material too.
Yeah, you didn't even understand it. So are you going to the post or are you going to the gym?
I'll probably go to the gym.
Good choice.
I need to rest this weekend.
Okay, good choice.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
That was today's show. How did you like it, Jerry?
Like the music.
Yeah, we cut that out of the on-demand. Yeah.
My favourite feature was Mum going with the spray. Ksh, ksh, ksh. And yeah. I was like, we're on air.
Live.
Oh, was she cleaning in here whilst you're on air?
Well, we had her sit down and have a chat, but she can't sit still, so she just started cleaning.
Yeah.
started.
I tried to get some dirt on her, but she was like, I don't know. It's all secret. I find out about most of it through this show.
Yeah.
So do I. She's
I was just like, can
me.
We get some dirt? And she's like, don't have any. But you reckon she's got some. She just didn't reveal it.
Yeah. Give her a champagne.
Does she not understand radio? It's all content.
She doesn't trust you enough. That's why.
That's what it is. No one does.
She'd tell Jerry.
Well, the people are right to not trust me because it's all going on air, so.
That's exactly right. It's all content.
Exactly, yeah.
Okay, today's show, done and dusted. Catch you on Monday.
Yeah, have a good weekend.
Bye.
Bye, Jerry.
Bye.